KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07 here in Atlantic, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, and it's 53 degrees. Our forecast is calling for some areas of fog this morning that'll burn off and will leave us with partly cloudy skies and a high of 82, winds southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Board of Education for the Atlantic Community School District will hold a special meeting at 8:30 tonight to discuss a plan for relocating the middle school. The current facility was damaged by a fire on July 27th and will not be available for occupancy by the time school starts on August 23rd. Following discussion tonight, the board will act on a technology purchase and AMS relocation plan. The meeting will take place in the high school media center, but you can view it through YouTube, and a link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, today is the last day of activities at the Cass County Fair here in Atlantic. It begins at 8 o'clock with a livestock sale, and as that's underway from 8 until 10 a.m., the static exhibits will be released. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report substantial or high levels of COVID-19 transmission in most of Iowa. A county-by-county map of the state shows high transmission levels in multiple counties, including locally Cass, Adair, Audubon, Guthrie, Harrison, Pottawatomie, Mills, and Ringgold. The number of people in Cass County who are fully vaccinated, according to the CDC, is at 48%, while 51.7% have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Adams, Fremont, Dallas, and Madison counties report a substantial rate of COVID-19 transmission. You can view the CDC's COVID-19 data tracker through the link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Iowa's most populous county and the host of this month's Iowa State Fair now has a high level of coronavirus transmission, according to the CDC. Polk County officials are urging all residents to resume wearing masks in public indoor spaces and to get vaccinated. Polk County Board of Health Supervisors Angela Connolly said the county's vaccination rate is still too low to prevent the spread of the variants.
As we start to see more large gatherings such as concerts, the state fair, back to school, this is really a perfect storm.
According to the CDC, 75 out of Iowa's 99 counties are experiencing a high or substantial spread of the coronavirus. Walmart and Target are among the retailers requiring employees to wear masks in those areas, encouraging customers to do so as well. Anissa Afroz, an infectious disease doctor at Mercy One Des Moines, says in the last 4 months, her hospital has treated more than 200 COVID patients.
And 95% of them were not vaccinated. And 4% succumb to this. So it is real. And in order to prevent hospitalizations, in order to prevent deaths, vaccination is very important. Prevention is very important.
About 61.5% of Iowa adults are fully vaccinated, according to data on the state's website. A new state law prohibits local governments and schools from enacting mask mandates. Elsewhere in the news, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office on Monday released details about a rollover accident with injuries that took place last Wednesday. Officials say 34-year-old Ryan Michael Morrison of Stewart was driving a 2014 Chevy Silverado pickup that was pulling a camper when the camper began to sway, causing Morrison to lose control. The pickup and camper entered the west ditch off northbound Highway 25. The accident happened a little south of Monteith Road at around 6:15 p.m. and was witnessed by two motorists who confirmed the trailer was swaying wildly. When Guthrie County deputies approached the scene, they found Morrison laying on the ground outside the pickup, alert and conscious, but complaining of wrist pain. The man had been ejected from the pickup when it rolled, and he told police he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. He was transported by Panora EMS to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The truck and camper were a total loss. Authorities plan to cite Morrison for failure to maintain control and failure to wear his seatbelt. The driver of a Honda CRV was injured during a collision Monday afternoon in Council Bluffs. According to police, the accident happened around 3:10 p.m. Authorities say a 2020 Max semi hauling a loaded dump trailer was westbound on Betts Highway, and eastbound 2016 Honda CRV was preparing to make a left turn to go northbound onto South 24th Street. A preliminary investigation determined the traffic light was yellow when both vehicles entered the intersection and the Honda turned in front of the semi, causing the collision. The driver of the Honda was transported to an area hospital with life-threatening injuries. There were no other injuries involved, or reported anyway. Council Bluffs Traffic Unit is investigating the crash. The names of the drivers involved have not yet been released. Also in the news, officials of the Atlantic Community School District report online student registration is now available for the upcoming school year. In case you didn't receive notification by email, the district will continue to utilize rollover online registration process with JMC if you're a student or students attended the Atlantic Community School District last year for 2020-21, and we're still in attendance on the last day of school. You need to follow some steps to verify registration information and pay student fees. Student fees need to be paid by Friday, October the 8th. Students who are new to the school district and planning to enroll for 21-22 school year will need to contact your school office to make an appointment to begin the enrollment process. If you don't have access to the internet or online, you can stop by your child's school. The office staff will be happy to assist you in any way they can. If you have any questions regarding school registration or the payment of school fees, contact your respective school your child will be attending at the telephone numbers you can find in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. There's also a link to information about the high school, the Atlantic School's registration and other information in the same story. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.